Welcome to the Sherlock Holmes Museum in Meiringen. This building was originally an English church, consecrated in 1891 for the benefit of the many English visitors. But 100 years later, it took on a new role, and in 1991, the lower floor of the building became the Sherlock Holmes Museum, under the patronage of the Sherlock Holmes Society of London and the late Dame Jean Conan Doyle, the daughter of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Sir Arthur, creator of the world-famous detective, was a frequent visitor to Switzerland at the end of the 19th century, and in 1893 visited the Reichenbach Falls near Meiringen. It was after Conan Doyle had produced some 25 crime stories that he decided to put an end to Sherlock Holmes, the master detective. And what better place than in the fearful cascading torrents of the Reichenbach Falls? In a story entitled The Final Problem, published in 1893, Holmes fled from London to escape his arch-enemy, Professor James Moriarty, the Napoleon of crime. With his friend Dr. John Watson, Sherlock Holmes travelled from London through France to Geneva, and then along the Rhone Valley to Leukerbad. From there they continued on foot over the Gemmi Pass to Kandersteg and then to Meiringen. Here they spent the night of the 3rd May 1891 at the Hotel Englischer Hof, now Park Hotel du Sauvage. It was on the following day, during a visit to the Reichenbach Falls, that the villain Moriarty caught up with Holmes, and after a desperate struggle they both fell to their death in, as Doyle says, that dreadful cauldron of swirling water. However, the demise of Sherlock Holmes shocked the enthusiastic readers of the Strand magazine, causing a national outcry. In their grief, many workers travelled into the city of London wearing black armbands. So it was that Conan Doyle eventually surrendered to public demand and wrote the story The Empty House, in which we learn that Sherlock Holmes had, after all, escaped from the abyss and would carry on his detective work. Meiringen is now a place of pilgrimage for scholars and Holmes enthusiasts of all ages from all over the world.